Should it come as any surprise, though, that government also, the same government that presides over transsexual bathrooms for 13-year-olds, has no moral authority and no moral will to act when it comes to the actual life and care of its citizens into the future? I mean, folks, when you can't do these simple things, what is it that you can do? And the answer to the question is, of course, oh, they can continue spending. They can continue the status quo. And as long as the television works, as long as bread and circuses are available, who cares? What, really? That really is the point. Who cares? And the answer is, not many. And that's because people haven't actually felt the pain. Now, I think this is a moral problem as well. And it has to do with prudence. It's a lack of the cardinal virtue of prudence. If we were prudent, then we would say that, well, we've seen what it's like to not have food, or we've seen what it's like to not have medical services, or we've seen what it's like to have to do without this or what it's like that. And we know what the circumstances that led to that are. So out of a sense of prudence, one of those four cardinal virtues, you avoid the circumstances that lead to the debt or that lead to the malady. We don't have any prudence here because our elite federal ruling masters have never told us no. They just keep turning the printing press on. But while they're doing this, they are telling us no. And by the by, if you're wondering, no, this is not my normal speaking voice. I am here today because someone has to save the Crusade Channel from ruin via a lack of inertia. In other words, we have to provide new live programming to our paying members, or there will be a revolt out there. So, 102 temperature, nasal drip makes you sound like a Frankenstein monster. Don't worry about it. Go in there and perform. Hey, I'm happy to be here. Actually, it beats being cloistered under the covers. Maybe let a little steam off through the letting off of actual steam. So what is to be done about all this? Well, as the Crusade Channel's founder, while we're still here, I'd like to propose the following. You better get busy getting to know who your state representative is, who your state senator is, who your governor is, and how your state government works. Because when this thing crashes and the federalities can no longer discharge their duties, and they can't, who's the duty going to fall to? It's going to fall to the states first. Now, I think the states are equally inept. I think the same yahoos that populate Congress are just the major leagues for the minor leagues that are the state governments, with a few exceptions. But folks, let's be honest. Ultimately, this falls to you and to me. What are we going to do about it?